Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Silvestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Thornton Lee. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Thornton Lee. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Humphreys. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Humphreys. And now, play ball. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is hit by the pitch. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Owen. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Webb applying the tag. One out. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Walker reaches second base with a double. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling takes first base on ball four. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Humphreys spins and fires to second and has Walker trapped. There's the throw to Keltner who tags Walker for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair takes first base on ball four. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher takes first base on ball four. McNair moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Humphreys fields it and throws to third for the out. Steinbacher moves to second. One out. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri takes first base on ball four. Steinbacher moves to third. Krivic moves to second. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee takes first base on ball four. Steinbacher scores. Krivic moves to third. Silvestri moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tom Drake now pitching. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-0 in the game. he's been hit by a pitch. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Krivic tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Silvestri moves to third. Lee moves to second. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Silvestri scores. Lee moves to third. QL moves to second. It's 3-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Appling hits a line drive into right field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee fires to first and picks off Trosky. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner strikes out. The ball gets by Silvestri. He chases the ball to the backstop. Heath scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, White Sox. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Steinbacher hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Silvestri takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to second. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Lee takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to third. Silvestri moves to second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tom Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake bunts towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Schilling moves to second. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-1 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, QL hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Appling takes first base on ball 4. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Appling moves to second. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake spins and fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Drake. Chapman fumbles the ball. That's an error on Chapman. Appling scores. McNair goes all the way around to score. Two runs are unearned. It's 5-1, White Sox. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Steinbacher takes first base on ball 4. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Trosky hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keltner moves to second. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, Silvestri hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Silvestri for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks, he's got one RBI. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lee for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Drake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drake is 0-for-0 in the game. Drake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-2 in the game. Webb hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a pop-up towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Steinbacher takes first base on ball 4. Walker moves to third. Appling moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Walker scores. Appling moves to third. Steinbacher moves to second. It's 6-1, White Sox. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Silvestri hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Silvestri for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trotsky hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Trotsky reaches second base with a double. Heath goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2 White Sox. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. It's 6-3, White Sox. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Silvestri settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Owen bunts towards the mound. Drake fields it and throws to first for the out. Lee moves to second. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL bunts towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lee moves to third. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lee scores. Walker moves to third. It's 7-3, White Sox. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker scores. Appling moves to third. It's 8-3, White Sox. Johnny Allen now pitching. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Steinbacher hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0-for-3 in the game. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Webb moves to second. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Krivic hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Silvestri strikes out. 2 outs. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. the Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Heath hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly, and he's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Owen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heath. Owen reaches second base with a double. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. QL hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Owen moves to third. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a line drive into left field. Heath picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Heath. Owen scores. Walker moves to second. It's 9-3, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and three walks. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Schilling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McNair fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Odell Hale pinch hits for Johnny Allen. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive towards center. Krivic catches it and throws to first to double up Schilling. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.